So the Red Knights are a group of sort of well-connected and very wealthy Manchester United fans who oppose the Glazers and their ownership and their ownership model, and want to see a new model whereby the supporters have more of a say. And so what they're going to try and do is buy the club, but they've stressed today that they're very early stages of that, and it's going to be a long, drawn-out process, I think.
Now, there are a bunch of financiers from, among other places, Goldman Sachs, and they reckon they can raise £1 billion between them.
Mm. Well, this is one of the slight ironies of the process, is that, you know, kind of a lot of the talk recently has been about, you know, debt in football, supporters protesting against kind of the role of high finance in football. And here you've got a group of financiers, very wealthy, who from companies like, as you say, Goldman Sachs, Freshfields, Finsbury, the PR group, who want to use their power and their ability to attract this funding for good reasons, if you like, and to put in place a structure that would give the fans the final say over all the big decisions at Old Trafford.
So it's more of a Robin Hood initiative, sort of going in and giving something back to the poor.
Well, that's exactly
Manchester United fans.
Well, they are the price of the season tickets now, yeah. But I think, yeah, that's absolutely their goal, is to portray themselves as this group who are riding to the rescue of this fan base, who are under the cosh of this restrictive owners who keep putting up ticket prices and won't invest any money back in the team.
Now, obviously, there are two reasons why they're unpopular with fans. Are there more reasons why everyone hates the Glazers?
Well, there's the ticket prices. There's the fact that they loaded all this debt.
How much is a ticket?
A season ticket price have doubled since the Glazers took over,
right.
You know, from a fairly low base, it has to be said, but they have doubled. There's a range, but I think an average season ticket at Old Trafford is something around £650 now. But that's still relatively cheap when compared to some of the London clubs like Arsenal and Chelsea. What the Glazers did is they went in, they spotted that actually Manchester United was quite underpowered in some ways in terms of kind of making more money, wringing ever yet more money out of the fans, out of doing commercial deals overseas and so on. So they've done all that. They've made more revenue, but they've also piled more and more debt onto the club, and that has to be paid for, and that has to be paid for out of the revenues made by the club. So the argument of the fans is the money's not been reinvested in the team, and they're effectively paying to pay back the loans that the Glazers took out to buy the club in the first place.
I mean, despite the financial woes, the team itself is doing fairly well. I mean, it's doing very well. So the business stuff and all the boardroom wrangles that are going on, that's not translating onto the pitch. And surely that should be the concern of the fans?
Well, not at the moment, but I think that's one of the interesting things about the movement, if you like, and the debate, is that the fans' protests have continued even while they've been doing so well on the pitch. And in fact, they've been successful at a sort of, you know, hitherto unknown level over the last sort of 3 or 4 years since the Glazers took over. But I think, you know, everyone involved in the green and gold campaign and involved with the Red Knights have been saying that that's happened despite the Glazers rather than because of them. And at some point, a reckoning is going to come when you can't afford to reinvest in the team and the performances are going to start to slide.
Portsmouth?
And when that happens, well, I don't think they'd ever go quite that far, but there would be certainly a reckoning. I mean, the difference between Portsmouth and Manchester United is Manchester United remains a money-making machine. Mm. You know, they are one of the biggest clubs in the world. They're the third biggest revenue generators in the world after Real Madrid and Barcelona. So they're always going to make that money. The argument of the fans is that money has not been put to good use at the moment, because that money is going to service the Glazers' debt rather than going back into the team or helping keep ticket prices down.